This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
As we are live on location yet again at the Jacksonville Symphony and Jacoby Symphony Hall, Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, Benjamin Fridkus, and Sydney Mark. And in this 75th season, there have been so many great programs and performances that have really been available for all ages. This weekend is really an opportunity, especially for the young ones in our community. And, you know, I often talk about it. My middle school kid is in the symphonic band and the jazz band, and she absolutely loves playing the trumpet. She loves to play the piano. We've all enjoyed playing instruments at a young age. Sydney is percussionist from high school ages. And Benjamin, what was it that you played?
I played clarinet in high school.
And you play? Did you play?
Yes, viola, baritone, piano. I think that's it.
Oh, my gosh. That's it?
Not very well. Yeah.
Well, but you played. And so we all had a gift of music that was handed to us by someone else. And part of that gift of music is coming on stage here this Sunday at the Children's Music Festival, featuring Classical Kids Live, Gershwin's Magic Key. And the man who's going to lead it all is the newly appointed assistant conductor of the Jacksonville Symphony and music director for the Jacksonville Symphony Youth Orchestras, Nathaniel Efthimiu. And we visited with you at the start of the 75th season, and you were like fresh-eyed and ready to go and everything. How has the season been going for you so far?
It's been going great. It's been amazing working with the musicians and the staff here at the Jacksonville Symphony, and also with the kids. And those two things kind of come together this weekend with the Children's Music Festival, and then later on in the evening, the youth orchestras are performing.
So tell me about the music festival. Yeah. Why is this exciting to you?
Yeah, so we're really leaning into the festival. It's the Children's Music Festival, not just a children's music concert, because it will start with a concert. It's going to be a really fun, engaging, it's kind of a musical play. There will be actors, there will be music, the orchestra, it'll be the symphony. They'll be featured with some of Gershwin's music, but they're also kind of the background music for the play that's happening. So it's very interactive. There are over, I think, 24 tunes by Gershwin. You mentioned that we're partnering with Classical Kids Live. And they have the show of theirs that we're doing is called Gershwin's Magic Key. And so it's all about Gershwin, and it's going to be a really fun, exciting concert.
And if you have young ones and you're worried about, like, I have a 7-year-old who's very fidgety, it's an hour.
Yes, it's only an hour. It's only about 50 minutes, engaging the whole time. So it's perfect for really any ages, I would say, and anyone's welcome. And then the festival part happens after. So after the 1-hour concert at about 2:00, everyone can go out into the lobby of Jacoby Hall, and there are going to be all kinds of activities, hands-on activities. There will be a floor piano that the kids can play. They're going to be able to conduct some of the musicians from the symphony. There will be a kazoo orchestra. So lots of fun things for kids and adults, I would say.
Rhythm Sticks is also something. And I tell you, we've got a community partner at the Guardian Catholic School, and their music team uses Rhythm Sticks as well. And it's helping them to read music and also just to read. I mean, yeah. The simplicity of making the sound with sticks is something that can be so, I hate to use the cliche instrumental, but so important for a kid's learning.
Yeah, that's I completely agree. And I think one of the reasons why this kind of festival is so important is that, you know, we all kind of connect with music in a different way. Our connection with music is very personal. And so, you know, obviously there's a connection to the sound. It's an oral art form, but it's also very physical, visual in some ways. You know, if you're connected to the notation, intellectual, you know, and we all connect to it in different ways. So the earlier that, you know, kids can find what way they connect with music, the better, which is why we have all these sort of tactile, hands-on activities for the kids after the concert.
Do you remember when you first connected with music?
Yeah, I remember when I was quite young, I think it's hard to it's so long ago that I can't remember if it's a memory or if it's, you know, home videos that I remember. But I have this memory of just being in front of the stereo system and just being enamored with the sound coming out of that. And then I quickly fell in love with the piano. My parents got me piano lessons, and from there it continued to grow.
So is the festival available for essentially all ages? What are you recommending, and what do you think parents and families might get out of that?
Yeah, so the production, it's geared sort of to 6 and up, but I think that even younger, I mean, my two sons will be here. They're 2 and 5, and they love music. I think that, you know, it's engaging enough and it moves quickly enough that even younger kids will stay engaged.
Wow, what a great opportunity for families to be able to experience it. When did you first start with music? It had to have been at a young age, right?
Very young. Yeah. I can recall my grandparents taking me to see, I think it was The Lion King. It was a concert or a musical when I was very, very young in New Jersey. Hmm. But they, you know, my grandfather turned me on to Dmitri Shostakovich when I was probably below 10 years old.
Wow.
It's hard to
tell.
That's
fantastic.
But that... music is an integral part of my life.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
As you're learning about your role as the music director for the youth orchestra, what are you seeing maybe inspired in the lives of the children who you're interacting with? And talk about what other performances you're excited about for the rest of the season with the youth orchestra.
Yeah, well, we have a lot coming up. So like I mentioned, after the Children's Music Festival in the afternoon on Sunday, that evening at 6:30, all of the youth orchestras are going to be performing. So all five of our string ensembles and then our two orchestras are going to be performing that evening. So we have that. And then later on in May, there's what we call the major minor concert, which is where our two, the repertory and philharmonic orchestras, get to play with the pros, get to play with the symphony players. And that's a really... it's a special concert because of that, and also because the winner of our Young Artist Competition gets to play with the symphony, which is really exciting for them. And it's bittersweet because we're sending off, you know, our seniors to the next to their next chapter. So that's going to be a really special concert, and that's on May 7th. And then the week after, so we have a busy month coming up. The week after is what we call the Festival of Strings, which is where our four string ensembles and Communities and Schools, which is an organization here that we partner with, they will all be on stage performing together. And I think it's close to 100 or more young kids all playing together their stringed instruments, which is just a powerful thing to experience.
You're teaching the next generation of adults who will be on this very stage and at stages across the country and the world and making a huge impact this Sunday. Learn so much more at the jacksymphony.org. Nathaniel Efthimiu, the newly appointed assistant conductor of the Jacksonville Symphony and music director of Jacksonville Symphony Youth Orchestras. You're doing great work, and it's always good to see you. Thanks for visiting with us.
It's great to see you. Thanks for
having
me.
Appreciate you getting up early with us. 7:21 on the Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.